Take me past the outer courts into that holy place, past the brazen altar, Lord, I want to see only your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. Hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's only found in your presence, Lord. Take me into the holiest of all. Take me, Lord. Take me into the blood of the Lamb. Lord, take me into the holiest of holies. Take the cold, cleanse my lips, here I am. Take the coal this morning, Lord, take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. Let's enter in this morning. We enter in to the temple. We give thanks to the ancient of days, to our name. For his mercies unto us. Oh, give thanks to the ancient of days. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Shout, holy people, how excellent is thy name. Praise his name, for his mercies unto us. Oh, give thanks to the ancient God. We give you thanks, my Lord. Give thanks to the ancient of. We give you thanks, Jesus. Give thanks to the ancient. Oh, we give you thanks. Give thanks to the ancient of. For bringing us here this morning, Lord. Give thanks to the ancient of. Give you thanks. Give thanks to the ancient of days. We enter into the temple. Give thanks to the ancient of days. To honor for his mercies unto us. Give thanks to the ancient of days. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Shout, holy people, how excellent is thy name. Praise his name, for his mercies unto us. Give thanks to the ancient of days. Oh, we give you thanks. Give thanks to the ancient of days. Oh, give thanks to the ancient of days. Praise awaits you in Zion, oh Lord. Praise awaits you, Lord. Praise awaits you in Zion, O Lord. To you will all be fulfilled. Praise awaits you in Zion, O Lord. O Lord, you hear our praise. Oh, me not to leave thee, to return from following thee, to where I go is I will go, where thou lodgest I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, thy God, my God. Where thou diest, I die. Where will I be buried? Lord, do so to me and more also. He will take part thee and me. Root residing, root serving, root rewarded, root destined. Root residing, root serving, root rewarded, root destined. My King's one Redeemer, He's the Lord of the harvest. If you can find grace, you'll oh, as the Lord of the harvest. Oh, He's the Lord of the harvest. He told His reapers, she's blooming for life. Drop handfuls once in a while. Don't let her tire, tell her the message. Holy Spirit, cover and encourage. Do some kind of healing among her. Tell her Jesus Christ is Lord. If you can find grace, you'll find rest. Oh, as the Lord of the harvest. Oh, He's the Lord of the harvest. Root deciding, saving, root rewarded, root resting. Root deciding, root saving, root rewarded, root resting. My King's my Redeemer, He's the Lord of the harvest. If you can find grace, you'll find the Lord of the harvest. Oh, He's the Lord of the harvest.
Oh, praise the Lord. Before we have a word of prayer, this morning in our house, as Brother Vega's house, there was something very strange. The clock stopped, and it stopped exactly 5 seconds, 5 minutes to five. We couldn't understand it. 5 seconds, the second hand five, the minute hand five, the hour hand five. Praise the Lord. He's God.
Amen.
The Lord, the harvest, is here tonight.
Amen.
Let's bow our eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, many things happen, but Lord, we may not understand. But You know everything, O God. Lord Jesus, this morning, once again, O God, You have proven Yourself to be the resurrection and the life. We went to sleep, Lord. We never knew where our soul, our spirit went to.
Amen.
But Lord, as the day was about to break, You came to lay Your hands upon us, to bring life unto us again. And this morning, Lord, we found ourselves in no other place but in Your presence, God. Father, this morning You have called us. We thank You that, Lord, You have been the Kinsman Redeemer. Lord Hallelujah. Jesus, this morning we know the harvest is ripe, Lord.
Amen.
And that, Lord Jesus, Your word this morning, Amen. We'll find a place with us, O God. We commit our precious brother, Lord, into Hallelujah. Your hands. The Lord, as he comes forward, O God, to surrender himself, Lord, to open up for the Holy Spirit of God to use him, Lord. Father, take him, O God. Speak through him. You know our hearts this morning. Oh, the Lord, we need a God. Father, let your word meet each and everyone this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, as Father, we invite our brother now. Lord, Holy Spirit, overshadow the pulpit. In the name Amen. Of Jesus Christ, and let your word of life of God come this Hallelujah. Morning to heal the sick. Oh, Amen. To lift up the gloomy heart and fill it with your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for this moment, Lord. Take over now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Brother, you're welcome.
There's a miracle in the making.
For you, your Father is working in my mind.
I've been here, answers all I
Praise God. My soul in sad exile was out on life's sea, so burdened with sin and distress. I heard a sweet voice saying, make
Hallelujah.
Your choice. Then I entered the haven of rest. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wild sea no more.
Evermore, I hear the cry.
Many times the devil wants you to think that the Lord's forgot about you.
Amen.
And you know he's lost your number and you've lost his number.
Amen.
But he remembers you this morning, you know, the Lord.
Amen.
You know, there's a song, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind.
Amen.
And I believe he's here this morning. He's promised to be here. For two or three of us is gathered in his name.
That's right.
He's promised to be in the midst. Praise God. Praise God. Well, the Lord bless you as I bring you greetings from the saints in Banbridge. And also I was talking to your pastor, Brother Andre. I bring you greetings from him over in Israel. And also from Brother Joseph in Manchester. We were just over there last week and we had wonderful time with the Lord. And God touched people. People were healed and delivered by the power of God.
Amen.
And you know, I think I'm learning more as I preaching, you know, now quite a time. And many times people have problems, but they got them from when they were young. From when they were very young. And things happen in people's lives, abuse and different things. And the devil gets in. But he's a liar. And this morning I've called this sermon The Foundation of God versus the Foundation of Satan. And if we could just stand for the reading of the word. And the Lord bless you, Brother Maxwell, isn't it? Brother Maxwell, God bless you, brother. And each and every one. It's good to be here again in the house of the Lord, and our Brother George here. You know, every time I come here, I tell my children, you have a black Uncle George. praise God. And the Lord bless each one. Let's read from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Then we'll also read Revelations 9, 1 to 3, and verse 11. But first of all, 2 Timothy 2, verse 19. Amen. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
Amen.
Revelations 9, verse 1 to 3, then also verse 11. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given power. Unto him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. And unto them was given power, scorpions of the earth of power. Verse 11. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue he had his name Apollyon. That's the devil.
Amen.
Let's just bow our heads. Our Father and our eternal God, we thank thee this morning.
Amen.
That you're still on their throne.
Amen.
And Lord, your promise is true. You said, I will not forget you.
Amen.
Lord, we come before you in the name that's above every name,
Amen.
The name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Amen.
And we plead the merits of thy precious blood.
Amen.
And we ask that the token of the Holy Ghost be over this house.
Amen.
And over everyone in this house. Even as a brother's prayer and upon this pulpit.
Amen.
And upon every person under this roof this morning. in the name of Jesus. Lord, divide to us from your word, we pray, and feed us on the finest of the wheat. Bless and strengthen your children. Encourage them, O God. Expose the enemy and set captives free in Jesus' name. Lord, bless the pastor, Brother Andrew, we pray. Strengthen him and his family at this time. Meet their every need and be their portion in Jesus' name. Bless the song leaders here and the musicians. Bless our Brother Maxwell, O God, and strengthen him and meet his every need and his family in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for Brother Mark at home this morning that you'll touch the lips of clay and you'll anoint him with the Holy Ghost and bless the people in Banbridge in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, quicken us from your word and with your word. And, oh God, we take the promised Holy Ghost and we thank you that you undertake in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. I want to talk about these two foundations. The foundation of God versus the foundation of Satan. And the foundation, metaphorically, the foundation is the beginning, the first principle of the institution, a system of truth. And the very first thing I want to say from the very start of this message, and the first thing we've noticed from we've read these scriptures, this first foundation of Satan, and the very first thing we see from the scripture is about Satan, that he has no foundation. He has no foundation. And that's a very important truth, and that's a very important fact, that when we look at these two foundations, that Satan has no foundation. So therefore there is only really one true foundation. There is no other foundation. There's only one true foundation. So everything of the devil is based on something that has no foundation. And when you base anything upon a thing with no foundation, it is of no use, it is of no value, it cannot stand the day of testing, it cannot stand the day of fire, amen, because it has no foundation. Amen. He has no foundation. His abode is called the bottomless pit. And if it is bottomless, then it has no foundation. The bottomless pit, the abyss, the bottomless pit. And you know, you used to hear people saying years ago about the bottomless pit, you know, about a well, it's so deep, we don't know where the bottom is. And you throw a stone in and you listen for a long, long time. But no matter how deep a well is, you can still hit the bottom. Amen. But the Bible says here that Satan is from a bottomless pit. It is no foundation. Amen. There is no bottom to it. Revelation 9 verse 1, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. In verse 11, and they had a king over them which is the angel of the bottomless pit, and in his name in the Abaddon, and in the Greek tongue is Apollyon, and we know that's the devil. That's the devil. And he had the key of the bottomless pit. Now let me read you from 1964, the Feast of the Trumpets, paragraph 219. Brother Branham takes these scriptures. They had a great group of 200,000 horses. They had a king over them, and if we notice, it was a fallen star. Why art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? And he refers to Dr. Smith, how he got that all wrong. The bottomless pit, their king was a king of the bottomless pit. Revelation 17, verse 8. And he wrote something down, and because the prophet saying, he's wanting to say something. Shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and shall go into perdition. And they that dwell upon the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life, of the life from the foundation of the world, when they beheld the beast which was and which is not and which yet is. See, one pope dies, another one ascends. Beast which was, which is not, which is, which is not, which is, don't change its order. It's a pope, the same time, everything. Everything has to go in the same system. And it shall come to where? To the bottomless pit. And the Bible said here, the leader of these fellows was from the bottomless pit. And that was their king. And he sits with a triple crown and joining the Protestants with him. So we see that the leaders, the religious leaders of the world today, have a king And their king is from the bottomless pit. Are you following me here this morning?
Amen.
Their king is from the bottomless pit. And the Protestant churches join with the Catholic churches and so forth, and they have a leader. And when their leader dies, they vote in another leader. The man dies, the spirit lives on.
Amen.
You know, there's a brother at home, and this brother at home recently, they had to medically kill him. You know, I don't know what way to explain it really, but they had to stop his heart and put a valve in his heart. And when they got him in there, Brother Sammy, when they got him in there, you know how that is then, brother. And they stopped his heart, but when they stopped his heart, he had something medically, an infection in there that they didn't know about. And they had to clean it out, and he had some complications. And he didn't come around when they wanted him to come around. He didn't respond right. And he's actually out of it for 6 days. And I went to visit him in the hospital and pray for him. But thank the Lord that the Lord raised him up.
Amen.
But he says that he had out of body experience. He said he was dead. He said he went down into the sixth dimension. He said that he saw the devil. And he said that the devil said, all my antichrists are here except one.
Amen.
All of them's here except one.
Amen.
And the devil said to him, I can't take your soul, but I'm going to ruin your body. I'm going to torture your body. I'm going to punish your body. But aren't you glad that Jesus took the keys? That Jesus took the keys of death. That Jesus took the keys of hell. That Jesus took the keys of grave. And not only did he pay the price of redemption for our soul, but he also paid the price for the healing of our bodies. And the devil knows it. And the devil's afraid to hear the blood preached. He's afraid to hear healing preached. And he doesn't want people to know that there is a true foundation of God which you can rest upon, which you can build upon. And that's the Word of God which cannot fail. This leader is not from God, or his teaching not from the Bible. He comes out of the bottomless pit. This is the same one that Eve had a conversation with. Now we know that the serpent by himself didn't have all that knowledge to talk with thee. But we know, according to Ezekiel, that the Bible says, thou hast been in Eden. Thou hast walked amongst the cherubuncles. Thou hast been in the garden of God. And he's talking to Satan. And Satan was in Eden. And when Satan came into Eden, because he wanted to be like God, he wanted to intermingle with the human race, because he wanted to receive worship. And he wanted to receive praise because he wanted to be God. So his master plan was to possess the serpent and vicariously mix his seed with the human seed and produce a super race. And we know he did that. And you know, when he talked to Eve, he started on the foundation, but he went off it. Has God said? And he told Eve some words, and God said, you'll die, but the serpent said, you won't die. And you see, he took Eve off the first foundation to his foundation. And if only she had known that he had no foundation, that he was from the bottomless pit, and his ways are the ways of death, and his ways are the ways of perversion. And so is it today when we leave the true foundation. We're fodder for the devil. We must come back on the true foundation. We must come back on the Word. That's why God sent Elijah. Elijah came to bring us back. A restoration. Back to the faith for the fathers. To the original foundation. Because no other foundation can be laid when what's already been laid. The original foundation. When we stand on the original foundation, we have power with God. We have fellowship with God. We're more than a match for the devil.
Amen.
But the devil wants to take us off that original foundation. And he wants to bring us some new revelation. And people's always looking at a new revelation. But you have to watch that a new revelation's in the Word of God. Because you see, we're living in an age, according to Revelation 10:7, that all the mysteries are finished.
Amen.
There is no more mysteries.
Amen.
So if somebody comes with a new mystery, You need to be careful. Because the mysteries have been finished and declared by the seventh angel. You know, even when Brother Branham, when those seals come off the book, and the book was sealed with seven seals, and no prophet could open those seals, no man could open those seals, you know that? The Bible says in Revelation that John wept, but the Lamb of the tribe of Judah prevailed. The Lamb opened the seals of the book, and he said, "Don't weep no more, for the Lamb of the tribe of Judah has prevailed." And he's the one that opened those seals. But you know, when Brother Branham brought them things, and you know, the angel came to him, and he said, "You better be careful, because they're trying to trick you." And they asked him, "Will you write another Bible now that these seals are open?" And he said, "No. It was always in there, but though it was sealed. It was always in there, though it was sealed. So it won't be another Bible. It will be according to original foundation and beyond the curtain of time." Everyone knows the sermon. He said, "I preached what Paul preached." And the multitudes cried out and said, "We're depending upon that." We must stay with the foundation. He comes out of the bottomless pit, the devil, out of a bunch of superstitions, made up, no background for it. Where did he get purgatory in the Bible? Where did he get limbo land in the Bible? But thousands across the world today are believing in purgatory. Thousands across the world today. You know, when a child dies, when a little child dies, you know what they say? They said it goes to limbo land, a place called limbo land. But the Bible doesn't say that. The Bible says when a child dies, before it comes to the age of understanding, it goes to the presence of the Lord. It goes to be with the Lord, because it's never reached an age of understanding. But you see, this one from the bottomless pit wants to preach that there's a purgatory. And you get over in that purgatory, and then you get into his works program. You see, that we're not in a program of works. We're in a rest. There is a rest that remaineth for the people of God. That's the Holy Ghost, you know. Paul said afterward he would have spoken of another day, but there's no other day. It's entering into the rest in the Holy Ghost. Ceasing from your own works. You're resting upon what he did for you. Not by works, but you see, they want to have you in purgatory and into the works program and paying into the system. But the Bible says, come without money. Come without money and eat. Come without money. Amen. But you see, they're paying. And the Bible says in Revelation about it, how they paid for it. Not all from the bottomless pit. There's nowhere to find it. It comes out of hell. All these doctrines. The Bible said, so it come out of the beast, the power, the doctrine it had, come out of the bottomless pit. Doesn't the word of God say, and goeth into perdition? Where is perdition? Perdition's hell. It goeth into perdition. Perdition is hell. Goes right back to the place it come from. You look at Acts 1 verse 25. And it's about Judas Iscariot. You know, there's people, Brother George, they're never going to be saved. They can't be. Now, I know that sounds strange, but Paul said that. Paul said the gospel does two works. It separates to death and it separates to life. It's all down to predestination and election. Now, we don't know everyone that's going to come, but we do know if we give them the word test, if there's a good response, it looks good, doesn't it? But look what it says of Judas Iscariot. That he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. Now Judas' own place was in heaven. And you know, when people preach about three crosses, Brother Branham preached about four crosses. He said there was another cross. And he said the other cross was the one Judas hung himself on. And we know that Judas went out and he hanged himself on a tree. So while there was three crosses at Calvary, there was a fourth cross. And he hung himself that he might go to his own place, because he turned down the word. And look, he was with the 12 apostles. He went out with the 12, healing and praying and preaching. But yet with all, he went to his own place. You know, Jesus knew him. The word discerned him. And only the word can discern the enemy. And the word then discerned him. And it said, to whom I give this sop, he is the one. You know, there's an old singer and preacher from back home. And he sang a wee song, you know, Lord, is it I? Lord, is it I? And it's all about, you know, where Judas and the sop, Lord, is it I? One of you will betray. Lord, is it I? Lord, is it I? You know, we're living in such an age, people that can be with you for years and then they just turn against you. Something gets a hold of them, something gets a grip of them, and they can just turn against you, and they can just go against you, and you can't understand it, you can't believe it. But Jesus, this man slept with him and the rest. He walked with them, he talked with them, he saw the miracles, he saw the signs, he saw the wonders, and yet with all he turned on the Lord. The one that fed him, the one that kept him, he turned on him. And I don't know why I'm preaching this, but I'm preaching it anyhow. The Bible even tells us Judas went to his own place because he was a son of perdition. John 17 verse 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. So Jesus here tells you Judas is lost. But he also tells you he is the only one out of them that's lost. He kept the rest of them. And you know, many times, and we're all guilty of it, and we all start the week and say, I wonder how good I can keep myself this week. Well, you can't. You can't keep yourself. You won't keep yourself to the end of this service. You won't keep yourself till the morning. It's the Lord that keeps you. It's the Lord that sustains you. It's the Lord that helps you. It's the Lord that fights for you. It's the Lord that loves you. And you must just rest upon the Lord. Because you start to keep yourself, you can't do it. You'll fall, you'll fail. You won't last a week. But the Lord keeps you. He keeps you. He strengthens you. He sustains you. In the valleys, He's with you. On the mountains, He's still with you. David said, where will I go from your presence? If I go to hell, you're there. If I go up to heaven, you're there. God's everywhere. Just remember, it's the Lord that keeps you. And if you really are the Lord's, He's praying for you. The Bible says we have a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. You know, Peter looked a bigger sinner than Judas. Peter looked a bigger hypocrite than Judas. Peter cursed. Peter denied the Lord. You don't ever read that Judas cursed. You don't ever read that Judas denied the Lord. But look, the things you read against Judas, but there's a difference. Jesus said of Peter, I have prayed for you. Amen. Even though Satan will sift you as wheat, I have prayed for you. Even though you'll fall, even though you'll make mistakes, I have prayed for you. Revelation 17 verse 8. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of bottomless pit and go into perdition. They that dwell upon the earth shall wonder. Revelation 17 8. Who's going to wonder? Those names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they beheld the beast that was and is not and yet is. No foundation. This beast, there's going to be a coming together. There's going to be this mark of the beast is setting in. We know it's mentally in the world today. Brother Branham told us that. He said there's a seal of God and there's a seal of the Antichrist. And the seal of God's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the seal of God. And we must be sealed by the Holy Spirit. You know you can't receive the Holy Spirit by head knowledge. You can't receive the Holy Spirit by joining a church. It is an experience. It's a baptism of the Holy Ghost is an experience. Hallelujah. And Brother Branham said it. We're not saying it's emotion, but the life of Jesus will live in you. And when the life of Jesus lives in you, it'll begin to manifest in you. And it's not you that's keeping yourself. It's the life of Jesus living in you. And when He's living in you, He's keeping you each day. He's living through you. He's working through you. You have become deity. Because His life's in you. But there's no foundation for the Catholic doctrine or any doctrine that's not grounded in Scriptures. No foundation. No foundation for it. And there's so many things preached today. And listen, even around the message circles, there's so many preachers preaching things. And they're without a foundation. They're preaching things that Brother Branham never preached. They're saying things that the prophet never said. But you see, the devil won't deceive us by sending us a Baptist or a Methodist. But he'll send us somebody that we believe is a message preacher. But regardless to who it is that comes, we must check it with the Word. It must be according to the foundation. And if it's not according to the foundation, it's false teaching. You know, there's many people preaching today that mercy's over. Many people are preaching this time's no more. One great preacher, a lot of people here know of him. He told me, he said, We're in eternity now. Time's no more. And I said, brother, praise God. I said, take your watch off. And he said, what do you want me to take my watch off for? I said, you won't need your watch. We're no more in time. Brother, if you think that time's no more and you think we've reached that point, go down the street here and you'll see sin in every corner. And my Bible says in the millennium reign that this devil is bound for 1,000 years and there is no sin. No sin for 1,000 years. And the lion will lay with the lamb during the millennium. So we're not in the millennium. But people are preaching today. We're in the millennium. That's what they're preaching. And they've took so many statements that's been made and they're going a whole tangent. And they make themselves a new creed. And they make themselves a new doctrine. And not only do they leave the foundation, but they take other people with them. And they leave the foundation. When you leave the foundation, you can't be under God's protection. Because God's protection is when we're on the foundation. God's shelter is when we're on the foundation. Didn't Brother Branham say Eve left off the Word? She left off eating the tree of life. And she began to eat from another tree. He said she should have stayed behind the Word. The Word is our fortress. The Word is our foundation. But people want to get people. And you know what's behind it? It's something more than just a preacher. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. And people follow man instead of following the Holy Spirit. The church is not led by man. Now we believe in a fivefold ministry for the perfection of the saints. But the fivefold ministry must be chosen by God and sent by God. And then they're led by the Holy Ghost. We know that the Bible tells us in the last days, that's today, there will come a great falling away. Because there's too much trying to build with no foundation. And the man of sin will be revealed during this falling away, the son of perdition. Look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. Except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped so that he is God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. You know, when you think of that scripture for myself, it throws me to one message. The God of this evil age.
Amen.
When I think of the God of this evil age, Brother Branham said that Satan was not called the God of any other age but this age.
Amen.
And he said when they rejected Jesus at Calvary and they released Barabbas, he said the people voted Satan to be the God of this evil age. And Satan is now the God of this evil age. He's the prince of the power of the air, according to Ephesians, the spirit that worketh, that energizes
Amen.
In the children of disobedience.
Amen.
And you know, when your children don't obey you and they don't obey the things of God, they've been energized. They've been energized by the prince of the power of the air, the spirit of disobedience. There's two spirits because there's two foundations. There's a spirit of truth. There's a spirit of error. There's the children of obedience. There's the children of disobedience. And one has been led by the truth. And when you're led by the truth, you're led by the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit is truth. But then there's the children of disobedience. And they're going in error. So they're led by the spirit of error. And the spirit of error is the Antichrist spirit. And you know, he'll lead you out. You know, the old preacher used to say, honey, he'll use you. He'll abuse you. That's what the devil does.
Amen.
Let me read you what Brother Branham says here, why we are not a denomination. Preached in 1958. Anyone knows that perdition means is hell. What's where it's sanded out of hell? What is the bottomless pit? There's no foundation for Catholic doctrine. There's no Bible for Catholic doctrine. There's no such a thing as a Bible for any Catholic doctrine. Not at all. They don't claim to be. The priest said up here, and he refers to this little priest at Little Heart Church. And he said that they baptized, the way Brother Branham baptized Mary Elizabeth Fraser. And Brother Branham said, if you did, were. And he said in the Bible, your Bible, I said that the Catholic Church baptized that like that. Is that the teaching of the Catholic Church? And he said, yes. And I said, in the infallibility of the Catholic Church, why has it changed so much? See, if the Catholic Church baptized the true way, that Brother Branham was baptizing this woman, which was in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 2:38, because he was right on the foundation. Are you following me? Now this priest claims that they were on the foundation. Look, you see, you all believe the Bible. We believe the church, see. We don't care what the Bible said. It's what the church says. That's exactly right. Have you ever come to the showdown to it? Try it once, you see. They don't care what the Bible says. That has nothing to do with it. They care what the church says, see. But we don't care what the church says. We believe what God says. For the Bible that's written, let every man's word be a lie. And mine be the truth. That's why we're not a denomination. Because if we were a denomination, we would have to abide by what the denomination believes. And if the denomination leaves the scripture, we would have to leave the scripture. And when they leave the scripture, they leave the foundation. They're venturing without authority. But we can't go on some denomination. We must go on the word of God. And stay upon the foundation. You know, God wanted us so much to stay on it. He sent Elijah. Malachi 4:5-6. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord come. And brother, we're nearing the great and dreadful day of the Lord coming. The day of vengeance, the day of judgment. It's near, but Elijah's the forerunner. Just like John the Baptist forerun the first coming of Christ. That angel coming down on the river said that your ministry to William Branham will forerun the second coming of Christ.
Amen.
And he came in the spirit of Elijah. He didn't bring us a new Bible.
Amen.
But he took this same Bible.
Amen.
And he preached from it.
Amen.
And he brought us back on the true foundation. Back to the faith of the early church. Back to the Holy Ghost. Back to the power of God. That's what he did. And brother, it's as real today as it ever was. We're warned in the word of God that are departing from the truth, the doctrines of devils in the last days. Doctrines of devil come from the devil, so they're from the bottomless pit. If they're from the devil, they're from the bottomless pit. Therefore, they have no foundation. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1 to 4. Now, the very opening, we can agree this has happened. How many can see this has happened? Amen. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly. Yes. And it has spoken expressively. Amen. Because it says in Revelations, let him that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Amen. And God sent a messenger to each church age, seven stars in the hand of Jesus. And a star is an angel, and an angel is a messenger. And God had a messenger for each church age. And in the seventh church age, he sent the seventh angel message. He came with a message, and he was a prophet, and a prophet is the voice of God till any generation. And God has spoken expressively in this last church age. Look what he says. Then the Spirit speaketh expressively that in the latter times, how many knows we're in the latter times?
Amen.
Some shall depart from the faith.
Amen.
It doesn't say faiths, because there's only one faith.
Amen.
And Paul said we were to earnestly contend. That means to fight, to battle for the original faith. And the Spirit of Elijah brings us back to the original faith. Not faith, but faith. Singular. Some will depart from the faith. You see, doesn't Brother Branham, you know, when he was troubled, when he saw those people operating those gifts, some were real, some were false. Couldn't understand it. You know the story. And he sat on the log and the wind blew the Bible. The rain falls on the just and the unjust.
Amen.
But do you remember what he preached? Where he went into those scriptures? Many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, doctrines of devils.
Amen.
And you know where it says, those that have tasted of the good word of God, to renew them again would be impossible. Except he crucified themselves afresh, the Son of God. And many have tasted of the word of life, but they've left it. And Eve was eating from the tree of life. But you see, another tree was in there, in the midst of the garden. Knowledge of good and evil, there he was. And she partook of that, hoping to gain something she didn't really need. Because everything she needed, she had. Luke, remember, before Eve partook of this, her hair would never go gray. She would never need a dentist. She would never need cream for to keep her skin from wrinkles. She never would have death in her body. She would never have sweat upon her brow. Because at that time God made Adam, there was no such thing as aging. In time has erased now because of sin. But when she left the foundation and she began to reason it out, and we cannot reason it out, but it goes by faith, and faith is a revelation. Even if you don't feel it or see it or taste it or hear it or smell it, there is a sixth sense. That's the sense of faith. And the devil infiltrated all the other senses. He infiltrated every sense, but that one sense that God held from him, that he couldn't corrupt, that he couldn't infiltrate, and that one sense was the sense of faith.
Amen.
And by faith they overcame. And by faith they had the dead raised because they were on the foundation. The spirits departing from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, doctrines of devils. Where does every devil come from? The bottomless pit. God kicked them out. You know when God kicked the devil out of heaven, how many knows he took a third part of the angels with him? He took a host with him. He had some company. They were cast out. Now notice, there's two things about the seals. It's very important. One thing's really basic is that they're open. But there's another thing what we need to know. Brother Branham said when those seals were opened, devils were loosed on this age. Devils were loosed on this age like no other age. And there's never been a battle like the battle today. We're not facing firing squads or like the man's age. How many's following me? Where you're tortured or staked out and you're not overcoming by your physical strength, but it's a battle of the mind. And that's why we must have our mind purified by the washing of the water of the Word. Let the mind that was in Christ be in you. And God has spoken expressively in the latter days. So God's mind has been made known to the true church. But we must hear His mind. We can hear it, but it's no use if we don't hear it. Look, we must hear the voice. Didn't it say it in Revelations? Let him that is near hear what the Spirit say. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, we must hear it. You see, how did Eve get to, the serpent get to Eve? She heard it. Because he spoke to her. He spoke to her. Don't we face it every day? Doesn't people speak things to us? Don't they say things to us? Things we maybe don't want to hear? And then doesn't also we see things we don't want to see? And doesn't the devil tempt us by things we see? On the internet, on our phones? You know, preachers used to talk about televisions. And many times I've been in Africa, I've heard preachers blasting televisions. Good on them. But your telephone's worse than any television I've ever known about. Just your phone. And every wee schoolboy and every wee schoolgirl wants to have the latest telephone. And every filth and cesspool, there's your tree of knowledge and good and evil right there. So you see, it's right there with us all the time. But that's when we think of what the Brother Branham preached. A thinking man's filter, a holy man's taste. Amen. And we must filter everything through God's filter. Amen. And God's filter is a true foundation. Amen. And if I don't filter through it, stay away from it. Amen. God has given you the Holy Spirit. Amen. To convict you, Amen. To move you, Amen. that you know of your wrong, Amen. That something pricks you within. That it moves you within. But the devil wants just to tell you, no, don't you worry about that. Look at this, these false doctrines. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience sheared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry. And the Roman Catholic priests, they can't marry. But yet withal, look how many children they abuse. Look how many unborn children has been murdered. Are you hearing me here this morning? Amen. It's the truth. Amen. And I'll tell you, we're living in a nation, brothers, where they want to make, you know, laws for abortion, laws for homosexuality, and all these laws break the Word of God. Right. And when a nation starts to break with God's Word and makes laws that are against the Word of God, judgment always comes. Amen. It has to. Forbidden to marry. Commanded abstain from meat. And you know, brother, where they say, well, I'm not eating today. I can't eat chicken or meat today. You know how they have the days. How many knows what I'm talking about here? they put some ice in their hat and so forth. Lent. But yet they've all they have fish. And Jesus called fish meat.
Amen.
That's what the Bible calls it. But you see, all these things are tradition of man. Man's tradition. And we don't want man's tradition. Look what he says here, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. So if you don't know the truth, don't try and eat anything. You're in trouble. But if you know the truth, you can eat what you want. Just pray over it. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. 2 Timothy 4, verse 3 to 5. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fables. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist. And they try and tell us we don't need evangelists today. We need it more than ever we needed it. More than ever. You know that Brother Branham was a prophet? How many knows that?
Amen.
What did the angel tell him? This early verse. Do the work of an evangelist.
Amen.
Make full proof of your ministry. Endure affliction. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of your ministry. They don't endure sound doctrine, though they want the doctrine with no foundation from the bottomless pit. You know, you go to a funeral a day. You ever go to a funeral a day? Just let's say it's Joe. And if anybody here is called Joe, I apologize. But I just to use a name. And they start to tell you how wonderful Joe was. And they read all these scriptures. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for you're with me. And God's with Joe, and Joe's such a wonderful fella. And when you come away from Joe's funeral, you think to yourself, I never knew that Joe. The Joe I knew was a drunk. Beat his wife up every Friday and every Saturday night. Never went to church a day in his life. Never could see him. Never repented. When they do Joe's funeral, you think he's a saint. There's no repentance today. You know, last week when we were in Manchester preaching and the release, the Holy Spirit began to move in the service. Demons began to manifest over the church, screaming out in terror. And you know the Holy Spirit spoke, a message came, and the Holy Spirit spoke, and you know what it said? Don't come to the altar. Come to the cross.
Amen.
Too many people come to the altar, but they don't come to the cross.
Amen.
We must come to the cross, not the altar. There's a lot of people come to the altar for a show in the flesh.
Amen.
Oh, I'm coming to the altar. But inside they're hypocrites.
Amen.
They never come to the cross.
Amen.
But we must come to the cross.
Amen.
And when we come to the cross, there's mercy.
Amen.
There's mercy at the cross.
Amen.
Now please don't misunderstand me. If I asked you to come for prayer or anything, or the pastor, I'm not saying you shouldn't, but I'm saying, what's your motives? What's your objectives?
Amen.
What's in your heart? Are you coming really in your heart to the cross?
Amen.
Or are you just coming for a show?
Amen.
Let me read you from the second seal. The beast I saw was and is not. And shall go into Bethesda, and they shall dwell in the earth, shall wonder whose names are not written in the Lamb's book of life. What's Brother Branham say? There's the elect at sea.
Amen.
You won't wonder if your name's in the book. You won't wonder.
Amen.
But if your name's in that book, if it's not in it, you'll be wondering.
Amen.
And didn't the prophet of God say your names was under them seals?
Amen.
Your name was under them seals. You know, he said, this is the book of redemption.
Amen.
Your name is in this book.
Amen.
It's under the seals that was on this book. But the book was sealed with seven seals. But the Lamb opened the seven seals.
Amen.
So it's an open book.
Amen.
and your name is in the book. Well, what church revival was it put in? It wasn't. It was in there from the foundation of the world. And when you know your name's in there, that you're in Him and He is in you, you can't be deceived. And you won't wonder. But people that's not in here, they're wondering. Wandering stars. Wandering here, wandering there. You know, you get people, you can never satisfy them in church. Amen. They come to the place, say, "Pastor, there's things in this church I'm not happy with." And I'll say, "Well, God bless you. Go to some other church where you are happy." Amen. Now go to the other church, and they're in the other church. And they won't be in the other church long. And they'll go to the pastor in the other church. "Pastor, there's some things here that you're preaching I'm not happy with." Amen. And the pastor of the other church will tell them, "Go to another church." And they go to the other church. And it won't matter how many churches they go. They'll never be satisfied. Amen. Because there's only one place of satisfaction. That's in the Lord. Amen. You know the prophet said, "What did you come to church for? Did you come to church to find fault? If you come to church to find fault, you can find fault. Maybe you don't like the way the brother sings. Maybe you don't like the way the pastor prays. Maybe you don't like the way somebody reads. But the devil will sure give you plenty to criticize. But if you've come to church to hear from the Lord, if you've come prayed up, if you've come under expectation to church, then God can meet you. And God can speak to you. But you know, there's too much. You know, I've went through it. I've saw it, brethren. I know what I'm preaching about. I've heard so many people and they read up other preachers. "He's not anointed enough for me. I wouldn't come to hear him." But you see the fellow that talks like that, put him on the pulpit. Sit back and listen to him. And he's as dead as a duck. Do you know why? Because if we've got a critical spirit, God can't work with us. We need to repent. And these here's wandering. Wandering here, wandering there. We used to have an old saying in Pentecost, "A rolling stone catches no moss." And they roll in and they roll out. I wonder what we're going to do when we get over to heaven. We're going to have to be with each other. Yeah. You know what? I went, and I'm going to say it, and I'm making no apologies for it. I went to Uganda. And when I went to Uganda, certain message people met other message people in the shop. And they wouldn't even say hello or shake hands. They were the elect, the other group weren't. But yet the Brother Branham says, we can't go without perfect love. Amen. Perfect love loves the Roman Catholic that's in darkness. Perfect love loves a Muslim that's in darkness. Perfect love loves your neighbor. And even when your neighbor despitefully uses you and persecutes you, perfect love still loves them. And even though you know that they're blind and they're in darkness, perfect love still loves them. And you pray for them. Because only God can open their eyes. Because He opened our eyes. You know, when I was in jail, you know, and I thought nobody loved me. And all my big friends and pals, all the tough boys, not one of them came. There I am in jail and nobody loves me and I'm away from God. And you know when He came, do you know what He said? When He came to me in that jail, He walked in the room, I heard His footsteps. His hand touched me on the shoulder. He didn't preach me a sermon. He didn't tell me all the things I did. He said, "I love you. I give myself for you." God loves us in spite of our failures. God loves us in spite of our mistakes. In spite of all the things we've done wrong. Then God's prophet comes on the scene. And he says, "I see the blood of Jesus circling the whole earth." And God don't see our sins. He sees the blood. And when we look at each other, when we look at our sister, when we look at our brother, we should look like he looks.
Amen.
We should think like he thinks.
Amen.
And even if they have mistakes, and even if they've done us wrong, we should pray for them.
Amen.
And love on each other.
Amen.
Because we're meant to be the army of God.
Amen.
And the army of God can't be divided.
Amen.
And I don't know why I'm preaching any of these things.
Hallelujah.
But I'm preaching it anyhow.
Amen.
If you think it's wrong, just say when Tom leaves, boy, he got beside himself. If it's right, just say the Holy Ghost led him. One or the other. But we must have unity.
Amen.
Brother, why can't we have the blessing? Where the brethren dwell together in unity, God commands
Amen.
The blessing. Revelation 13 verse 8 says, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of the life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. There's a day coming when they'll all worship the beast. And the only ones that won't worship him is the ones whose names was under them seals in the book. They won't worship him because they can't. Because Jesus Christ is their Lord. They will only worship Jesus Christ. They will only praise the Lord Jesus Christ. They will only magnify the Lord Jesus Christ. They will only serve the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, God can bring any man to senses, you know.
Yes.
You know the story of Nebuchadnezzar in the Bible? You know the story that God made his nails grow out, and God made his hair grow, and he crawled on the ground like a beast to eat grass. And God left him like that for some time. But then God, rich in mercy, turned him.
Amen.
And he called on the God of heaven.
Amen.
You say, what's that got to do with it? There's no case too hard for God.
Amen.
There's no situation too hard for God.
Amen.
God can reach down into the deepest, darkest situation, and God can turn it, because the Bible says God is love. God is love, and love comprehends the darkness. And the Lord's that light, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. You say, but I don't know this. I don't know. Look, Brother Branham said, tell how your light get lit.
Amen.
If your light's lit, tell how it get lit.
Amen.
Look what Brother Branham says in the third seal. Satan took his political power, which he was already over, and took the religious power, which he had already been crowned, and put them together, and then he made him another crown over hell. And when they had passed on, if they pay enough money, he'd get them out, see. He's vicar of heaven over purgatory, he wants to call it. No such thing in the Bible. But he had to make something. The Bible said he come out of the bottomless pit and returns back the same way. And on earth, the ruler. This fellow come out of the bottomless pit, and yet with all on earth he's a ruler. Now what was he given then? First he had a bow, but he didn't have any arrows. But now he's got a mighty sword in his hand. He can do something now. Then he jumps up his white horse. And his white horse rides out. Now he straddles what? A red horse. Blood. Blood red. He really rides that one. Sure. He's given great power and great sword to kill. Then he rides the blood red horse. And he's seen from the second seal that was broke last night. And he goes through these seals. And he goes through these seals. He's exposing the enemy.
Amen.
And all the killings and all the murderings down through the church ages, down through history, wasn't because of evil man, but it was because of an evil devil.
Amen.
And that evil devil got a hold of man. And he wants to break up churches. And he wants to break up homes. And he wants to break up communities. And he wants to break up fellowship. And he wants to break up unity with the people of God. That's the devil. That's not the Holy Spirit. But he wants to do it. But he's exposed this morning. How many believes it? He came out of the bottomless pit. But I've got good news for you. He goes back the same way he came. He's going back the same way he came. He goes back to his own place, just like Judas went to his own place. He goes to his own place. Revelation 20, verse 1 to 3. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after, he must be loosed a little season. But he's bound for 1,000 years. Now you that want more detail, you can study it. Brother Branham explains it, and Brother Branham says it's not a literal chain. But he said it's a chain of circumstances. Amen. Look it up and read it. It's a chain of circumstances that God binds them with. And you see, we have to know this key, that the devil has been a tool in the hand of God right from the beginning. And everything he's did has been to work out God's plan and God's purpose. But the place he come from, he's going back to. Cast into the bottomless pit. After Israel's transgression ends. We know Satan is their accuser, and our accuser, Satan, will be seated up in the bottomless pit. All unrighteousness will be done away, and the bringing in of righteousness in the millennial reign. No sin. So when people, listen brethren, lots of people are preaching we're in the millennium. Message believers. Meant to be. Brother Branham didn't preach that. But they're preaching it. But here's the question. Why are we still sick? Why do you young people, the problems at school and, you know, temptations. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
And you're going to have them. Oh, but if I get the Holy Ghost, I won't have them. No, that will double them.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? You don't know what problems are till you get the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
But now you've got someone you can work with.
Amen. Yes.
You've got the enforcer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But they want to tell us it's all over. But brother, we know it's not over because we're still here.
Amen.
We're going to be changed.
Amen.
These bodies are going to get out of here.
Amen.
We're going to take a step into another dimension. We're leaving.
Amen.
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 There's going to be a rapture.
Hallelujah.
How many know the rapture process has begun? The events have begun. And we're waiting for a body change.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to have to close. My time's going.
Keep going, brother.
The foundation of God. I've just told you about the devil's one. 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal of the Lord, knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
Right.
You say, brother, what's iniquity? Iniquity is when you're told not to do it, but you continue to do it. That's iniquity.
Amen.
And God warned Israel and all through the Bible. And when they continued in their sin, they still were God's people, but God judged them. The foundation of God, the Word of God, Jesus Christ. We see God cannot be separated from His Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You cannot separate God from the Word of God. The same became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Didn't Jesus say, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now we know what the false foundation said. Peter's the rock. Come on. But Jesus didn't say that. Luke chapter 6, 48 and 49. And he is like a man which built a house and dug deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not, it's like a man without a foundation, building a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Amen. And if we go back to Peter for a moment, Peter said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And the voice spoke from heaven and said, Flesh and blood have not revealed this to thee, Peter, but my Father which is in heaven. It is a personal revelation to you, Peter.
Amen.
And upon this rock,
Amen.
The revelation of who Christ is,
Amen.
I will build my church.
Amen.
And in the whole message, listen to these words, the mystery of Jesus Christ revealed.
Amen.
The mystery of Jesus Christ revealed.
Hallelujah.
God became us that we might become Him. He changed his amorpha, his mask, his form, but it was the same God the whole time. The God of the Old Testament is the Christ of the New Testament. God above us, God with us, now God in us. Now what he said, Jehovah of the Old Testament, it's Jesus of the New Testament. That's your foundation. But there's people preaching different from that. They're preaching there's two lords. The Word of God said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord, singular.
Amen.
The same Lord. You know, I don't know where it comes from because Brother Branham says about the play. And he says the man plays a role in the play. And then he goes backstage and he changes his costume. And he plays another role in the play. But it's the same person all the time.
Amen.
But he changes his mask, his amorpha.
Amen.
But it's the same one all the time. And the Bible says that God left the glory and splendor of heaven above. And he took upon him the form of a man.
Amen.
And he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
Amen.
But the same God.
Amen.
Then you notice when Paul sees him. On the Damascus Road.
Amen.
The bright light blinds him and he falls down of his horse. And he says, Who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus.
Amen.
It is hard for you to kick against the pricks.
Yes.
It is I that you're persecuting. Because if you persecute my people, you persecute me.
Amen.
But he met the pillar of fire.
Hallelujah.
And the pillar of fire was called Jesus.
Amen.
So what your Bible says, mine does. Then, thousands of years later, in this last church age, that same pillar of fire
Amen.
Comes on the scene.
Amen.
His photograph.
Amen.
And there stands a prophet.
Amen.
And he said it is the angel of the covenant.
Amen.
None other than the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he's here. And you know, Brother Branham said, Joyce, you're still here.
Amen.
Joshua is here, and he typed Joshua to the Holy Ghost. He said, The Holy Spirit's here to lead us over. Moses, my servant, is dead, but thou, Joshua, will take the people over. And the Holy Spirit's here to take us over. That's your foundation. Peter was given the revelation. We know upon this rock is the revelation of the mystery of Jesus Christ revealed. Flesh and blood is not revealed unto thee, but my Father which art in heaven. spiritually revealed to Peter. Spiritually revealed, not naturally revealed. He never learned it in a college. It was spiritually revealed. When you have a real revelation of Christ, nothing or no one can take it from you. When you have that real revelation of Christ. And Brother Branham, how many remembers he preached a message called the Tie Post? The Tie Post, the anchoring place. You know that thought he took? He said the Tie Post. And that's where you first have your first experience with the Lord. Your first experience. And you go back to the first time when you met with God. When you had a revelation that you were saved from sin. And no matter what the devil throws your way, young woman, young man, you go back to that place and you know something happened at that place on that day, at that occasion. You met God. And even though you could be like David in the Bible, you could lose the joy of your salvation, but you can't lose your salvation. The Bible says he's forever married to the backslider. We're in the palms of his hands. It's good thoughts for us.
Amen.
Because he's the right foundation. Ephesians 2 verse 19 to 22. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of God and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fittingly framed together groweth unto the holy temple in the Lord, in whom you're also built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit.
Amen.
Not the church. The Spirit.
Amen.
You can only be saved through Christ. You can't be saved any other way.
Amen.
You could say, I believe Brother Branham's God's prophet. That won't save you. You could say, I believe the message of the hour. That won't save you. We'll agree with you in all them things. We believe them ourselves. We appreciate God's prophet. We appreciate the message of the hour. All those statements are true, but them by themselves, you're not saved.
Amen.
Acts 4 verse 11. This is a stone which was set at naught of the builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
And we can only be saved by the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, when you listen to Brother Branham's life story, you know where he got shot and he says he's fallen, fallen, fallen. How many knows the life story that I'm talking about? And you know, he's going down and he sees all them things in hell and all them things. And he starts to thinking, I've never committed adultery. And that's good. How many knows for he says all them things?
Amen.
But none of those things, good as they were, could save him.
Amen.
Because he was born a sinner.
Amen. That's right.
Jesus was not born a sinner.
Amen.
And you know, he says in that old coal chair, he saw the cross.
Amen.
And he called upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He had to call upon the name of the Lord. Then Brother Branham was preaching and he said, I love what Brother so-and-so says. God has no grandchildren.
Amen.
Only sons and daughters.
Amen.
And everyone must have their own experience.
Amen.
Everyone must come to Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Lord. How many wants him to be Lord this morning?
Amen.
I'm closing. Lord of your life.
Amen.
Not just Savior alone, but Lord.
Amen.
The Lord of your life.
Amen.
That he can go in every room.
Amen.
Nothing secret from him. There's nothing that if Jesus came to your house today, that you would have to say, Jesus, wait at the door. Till I hide these things, I would be ashamed if you saw them.
Amen.
He must be Lord of your life.
Amen.
The bride is pure. The bride is holy.
Hallelujah.
The prophet said she's exonerated.
Hallelujah.
It's as though she never did it in the first place. Justified means it's not held against you.
Amen.
Forgiveness. You know, I was studying last night on that word. I might preach it tonight. Forgiveness. You know the key of that word? Give.
Amen.
Forgiveness. The key is the word give.
Amen.
He gives you.
Amen.
He gives you forgiveness.
Amen.
You don't pay for it.
Amen.
You don't get holy and come. You know when I preached about Abraham from Genesis 15, the first prayer that he uttered, God said, Abraham, what will you that I do for you?
Amen.
And he starts to talk with this Eliezer with an hurt, and God says, no, he won't. You're going to have children from your own bowels.
Amen.
But you know what I was thinking? Abraham was 46. We always take 25 years, don't we? But when you count it in Genesis 15, when God visits him in Genesis 15, I'm 46. When I read that 46, he was 46, brother. 46. But we know he's 100 when Isaac's born.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God talks to him when he's 46. And you know, Abraham might not have been the most holiest. Understand me now.
Amen.
There could have been lots of religious people in that day which lived holy and lived righteous and lived godly. But God chose them by election.
Amen.
And even though some of us could have been in a jail, in a brothel, on the streets, it doesn't matter where.
Amen.
If God chooses us, if we're seed,
Amen.
God will bring us.
Amen.
Some through the waters.
Amen.
Some through the floods.
Amen.
But all through the blood.
Amen.
I'm closing.
Amen.
There's a great preacher. And they said to this great preacher, we want you to come on live television for a debate. And he said, well, I'll come. He was hesitant. And of course, when he got on live television, there was an atheist there. And the atheist says, he says, preacher, you're always preaching about the blood of Jesus that will conceive all these people. But he says, like if you said 10 people or 100, maybe I could believe it. But you're speaking about millions all over the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And he gave his whole speech, this atheist, how the blood couldn't do it. The preacher was praying for wisdom. And he says, mister, the shop down the road sells soap. And you could give everybody in the world a bar of soap. But they'll never be clean. Just because they hold a bar of soap. They have to use it. And even though they go and purchase the bar of soap, the bar of soap is no use unless they use the soap.
Amen.
And the blood of Jesus is powerful.
Amen.
To cleanse sin if we use it.
Amen.
Let's come and bow our heads this morning. Let the musicians come. I'm not going to call anybody forward or anything. I know time's gone. God can touch you where you are. If you're in this service this morning and you want to get right with Christ as your Savior, as your Lord, and God has pricked your heart, pricked your life, will you lift your hand up to the Lord? Will every head bowed? Every head bowed. God bless you. God bless you. I'm going to pray, and I want you to pray if you're standing. Lord, of my whole life, I'm going to just tell you a short testimony. You know, things happened to me at the tail end of last year. People did things against me. I was so grieved. You know, and I didn't really know what to do about it. I was close to quitting the ministry completely. I was so hurt, so grieved. But I sought the Lord. And I began to fast and pray for a week and seek God. And anything I had in me against them, God took it from me. Not from them, from me. And even though I was wronged, you know, I was tempted to get in the pulpit and just blast it. The Lord gave me a dream. And God showed me in the dream not to do that. He showed me, don't get up in the pulpit and try and fix things and preach against things to fix things. Don't do it. Just preach the word. Preach the gospel. Preach the word of God. And I'll fix it. And that was one of the hardest things for me to do. Because we're prone to get up if somebody's wronged us or we disagree on something. We're prone to get up and just blast it. But God showed me not to do it. God began to fix the situations. And I've been seeing the Lord working. I've been seeing God do things for me I haven't saw for years. And I believe the Lord's here this morning. You know, I could go deeper even with this. You know, trust me. The Holy Spirit's here.
Hallelujah.
He knows every situation. And you can think your brother's your enemy, but your brother is not your enemy. The devil is your enemy.
Hallelujah.
It's not your brother. It's not your sister. It's the devil. He wants to get in under the currents. Break up your relationship with yourself, with your friends, with your home, with the church, so that there's no blessing. And where the Bible says, if we war one against another, we're consumed one of another. Our war is not against each other. Our war is against the enemy. If you want him to be Lord of your life, lift your hand to the Lord. If you have things you know that's wrong, confess them now. Not to me. Confess them to the Lord. Say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, cleanse me. Lord, heal me.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for every hand that's raised. I thank you, Lord, that your prophet said it's against gravity even to lift our hands. And Lord, it's a response to the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Father, I pray you'll grant deciding grace to each one, that you'll move in every situation, in every circumstance. Lord, I pray for everyone in this church, you'll bless everyone, that you'll bind every work of the enemy. Bring his works to naught in Jesus' name. Bless the pastor here. Bless your musicians. Bless the deacons. Bless the elders. Bless the assistant ministries in Jesus' precious name. And Father, just be Lord of all our lives. Forgive us every wrong thought. Forgive us when we speak against each other wrongfully. Lord, forgive us when we think wrong, when we act wrong. Lord, even till our wife or husband, cleanse us, oh dear Lord. And wash us afresh in the blood of Jesus. And we know, dear Lord, if we walk right and keep your word, that we're eligible to
Amen.
Every benefit of your word.
Amen.
For you're our healer and you're our Savior.
Hallelujah.
Father, grant it, I pray, in Jesus' name. With every head bowed, every eye closed. I want you this morning, if you're suffering in your body, place your hand on your ailment. Place your own hand. Put your hand wherever you're suffering. Put your hand on your ailment. I want you to believe God.
Amen.
I'm going to pray a prayer of faith for you.
Hallelujah.
That God will touch you right where you are.
Mm.
Heavenly Father, you see the hands that's laid upon the people. Mm. I come against every sickness. I come against every disease. I cast out every spirit of infirmity and every spirit of fear in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And I speak healing to your people and restoration and blessing upon your people and health to the navel. Touch that brother's heart. Touch that sister's stomach in the name of Jesus Christ. Touch that brother's throat in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet, for every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, touch them by your power. Hallelujah. And make them whole.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I break the power of the enemy over every life and every home. I bind his power according to your word in the name of Jesus Christ. And I loose the blessing upon your people in Jesus Christ's name.
Hallelujah.
Now, Father, have thy way as we worship you and water the word. Move amongst us. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. I'm closing as a brother comes. Let me just say this as a brother comes. There's an old brother in Australia called Don Stewart. Wonderful old man. He was in the Durban, South Africa meetings of Brother Branham's. He was in the services. And he said God had to learn him as a young minister. And he said one young woman was prayed for by the prophet of God. She was in a wheelchair. She looked no different. And Don said to her, "You're not healed." And she said, "I am healed."
Amen.
And he said, "No, you're not." And she said, "I am." Amen. So they had this back and forward. "I am, you're not." And he said, "Look, if you're healed tomorrow, you can give me a good kick." You know where he said it. And she said, "You better come tomorrow, I'll be walking." And the next day, he came. She was walking.
Amen.
You've been prayed for. You've laid your hand on your ailment. I want you to believe God.
Amen.
Whether
Amen.
It's a miracle or a healing,
Amen.
Believe God.
Hallelujah.
Was you go out, confess your healing.
Amen.
Regardless of what it looks or feels like, believe it. And God will honor his word. The Lord bless you all. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
The foundation of God stands sure.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
All other foundations are sinking sand. Amen. And we thank the Lord we have a foundation.
Amen.
The message of the hour.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
All other, they are sinking sand.
Amen.
Amen.
How many appreciate our precious brother?
Amen.
Oh, we thank you.
Amen.
And remember, your clap is for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, praise God for the message that has come. There is a short announcement. I think you all know Brother Kingsley.
Hallelujah.
He was here with us. Praise God.
Amen.
And we've heard the Lord has given that grace to have he's seen his better half. And there's going to be a wedding where he is. And he has invited the whole church.
Amen.
Praise God. And we want to know as many that will be able to go, you submit your name to the deacons so that we know how to make the journey to Italy to support our brother.
Amen.
Praise God. If we could all go, that would be wonderful. So, as many that would like to go, just give your name to the deacons, and we see how our brother.
There's a free bus going.
Free bus. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, so we want to go and support our precious brother. He was, you know, when he was here, he was real. A good vessel to the Lord. Amen. So let us also show that love and be there with him. Amen. Just give us one song and then.
Amen.
Let's sing one song and.
This is like heaven to me. This is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land. And this feels like heaven. Oh, hallelujah. This feels like heaven to me. This feels like heaven. Oh, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land. And this feels like heaven to me. This is where I sing and we shout. Don't understand, yes, you see. We're filled with the Spirit, there isn't a doubt. And this feels like, oh, hallelujah. This feels like heaven to me. This feels like heaven. Oh, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's free land. And this feels like heaven to me. Word of sweet music and heavenly chord, weary land over the sea. A soul thrilling message from Jesus our Lord. And this feels like, oh, hallelujah. This feels like heaven to me. This feels like heaven. Oh, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land. This feels like heaven. This feels like heaven. This feels like heaven. Oh, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this feels like heaven to me.
Oh yes, Lord. This morning, that's the way how we feel, God. How many are healed? Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Before we go through that door, healing has already taken place.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we came this morning with our sacrifice, a broken spirit and a contrite heart, and you never despised. We thank you that the fire has come to consume the sacrifice. Your word, God, today, that there is no other foundation than the Word of God. Father, we thank you. We want to stand on that foundation. Oh, Lord, we thank you for our precious brother using him mightily this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
To bless your church, O God. Father, bless him, O Lord. Even the virtue that has gone out of him, O God, we pray that, Lord, you replenish. And as even he goes back to his church, Lord, continue to give him that, Lord, the word of God once again for his church. Father, we commit the family, Lord, into your hands, and even their journey back, O God, that you bless their journey, Lord. Lord, this moment we want to remember our pastor also, and our brother, Vegas, and the wives, Lord, as they are preparing to come back, O God. Father, we pray that you grant them journey mercies also back, O Lord, as we are looking for testimonies to the glory of your name. Father, same also, Lord, we are living here healed, O God. And we thank you for the word that has come, Lord. Father, it is a word of life. And we want to keep them, O Lord. Lord Jesus, as we live here, O God, let that perfect love, that Lord Jesus binds us together, Lord. Oh, continue with us as we go out, Lord. Father, bless our way. Bless even our coming back this week again, O Lord, to continue the worship in you, O God. Father, we do want to say thank you. We bless your wonderful name this morning. In Jesus' name, O Lord, even our children, we commit all of them into your hands. The Lord Jesus, you bless them, O God. We know how the evil age that we are living in. But Lord Jesus, we want to let them raise upon the foundation, the holy foundation. The Lord Jesus, they will be vessels, Lord, unto you. We thank you, we bless you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you.
Yes, greet your brother.